Well, good evening. It's certainly good to be back at Palm Beach Lakes after being away at college for some time and not being able to come back very often. It's good to see all of the brothers and sisters in Christ here again. As David said, I've just gotten back from a mission trip to the Dominican Republic on Friday. And as you'll see there, we were supposed to be there from March 23rd through the 29th. Although at the bottom it says that everyone else arrived on the 23rd, I didn't get there till Sunday the 24th due to some poor planning problems on my part. But luckily, those got worked out and I was able to meet the group down there on Sunday so we could start our efforts down there. If you don't know where the Dominican Republic is, it's on the same island as Haiti, Hispaniola, and it's, well, the circled island there. And like David said, I have 80 slides, so I'm going to just try and zoom through these, but also give you a picture of kind of what we did and where we were. We flew in up here to Puerto Plata and kind of moved right down here, well, to Rio San Juan, and then headed up into the mountains. It's about a 2.5-hour ride from the airport to where we were working. And so that's just the general idea of where we were at. The main purposes of this trip was, as I've kind of outlined here on this slide, the first thing that comes to mind is the verse in Luke 18:16, which says, when Jesus says, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And while that might not necessarily be a purpose, it was a great reminder of what the kingdom of heaven is like, and we were mainly working with children. And so it was a good reminder that you think of how children are innocent and they're humble and they're dependent on their parents for that relationship. It's kind of how we need to be as Christians, dependent on our Father for our relationship there. But this trip really was an acting out of James 1:27. Where the Bible says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this, to visit the orphans and the widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." And so that first part of the verse there, visiting the orphans and making sure that these select groups of people are loved and taken care of, that was a main point of the trip. And just a reminder that we are to love one another and love our neighbors as ourselves, as we were to, you know, going to this other country. We just wanted to love people and to spread the message and the love of Christ to them because it's affected us so much. It was really a trip of great personal growth for me because they really designed the program where the students and others who come on the campaigns down there can really be encouraged by what they do and can grow spiritually. We worked with a group called MANA Global Ministries. It was a work started, just a small ministry started in 1983 at the Redwood City Church of Christ, which is close to San Francisco. And they started by providing medical and disaster relief along with sustainable agricultural products and water systems working alongside churches in Africa. And this has grown to an organization that's not supported by just that church anymore, but several congregations in the Brotherhood and even just individuals who want to support this work. And today there are three works, one in the Dominican Republic, Swaziland, and Haiti. And each of the works has their own kind of mission for what is needed in those certain places. But the purpose of the Dominican work, it began primarily as a Christ-centered drilling and benevolent outreach in the small mountain village of Bobita. That's where we were. And it has become a multifaceted ministry that purposefully points Dominicans to God. And this is just from their website, but it says that they have a compound there, and that's where they also have a school. This is just our dorms. That's where we stayed. We were able to bring 25 in our group, along with two sponsors. So that's where we stayed in this little compound. It had a kitchen and an eating area where we met for our meals and for our devotions every day. This is the Manna Christian School that they have there. I went down with a group from Freed Hardeman University. It's our social club, Sigma Rho, and we actually helped to raise about $3,000 in order to build this school. And I had totally forgotten about the fundraiser we had back in October, but the director there told us that that money specifically went to help build this building, and so that's a new building with classrooms in it for the new school that they were that they're having there. I forgot to mention this, but the director of the Dominican work is Norm Currington, and many of you might remember that name as a member who used to be a member at this church. And so he's kind of overseeing that work there in the Dominican, and he's on the board for the Manna Global Ministries. They also have just down the street from the school is a children's home, and it's a small children's home run by the Manna staff there. And then about 45 minutes down the mountain in Rio San Juan, there is a Centro Cristiano, which is just a Christian center. It's an outreach center that they have there. They recently planted a church, and this is the meeting place for the church there. They take two big buses like this, or they're called the Hatsus, and they take those down from Bobita up in the mountains down to Rio San Juan for worship services on Sunday, and that's where the church is located. They meet in this building, and they also have a mentoring program for children. It's a place where the children can come, and they can it's kind of like an after-school program, I guess. They can just come and fellowship together. They can, they have a mentoring program there. So it's just a place that has a lot of purposes. Our first day there was our community day. We went out and broke up into groups out into the community. And we went into homes of the students at the school. We went to Christopher's house. He is a student at the Manna Christian school, and so we went to his house, and so here are just some pictures of the kids and us interacting with the kids. They really like gringos or Americans, white Americans' cell phones. They're really into that. I wasn't very popular because I didn't have mine with me, but they love playing the games on the cell phones. And so on our community day, we were able to go into these families' homes. We were able to get to know the children, play with the children. The family made a meal for us. And at this home, this is probably the best fried chicken I've ever had. I'm not even kidding. It was delicious. They made a meal for us. We got to fellowship with them and get to know them a little better. That was a great experience. Afterwards, we walked down to the creek and got to play with them in the creek. They liked to crawl up on the guys and have them throw them off. So it was a real fun time just interacting with the kids, seeing the smiles on their faces and the love that we could show them and just how they are just having a great time with us there. That was great to see that. After that, on the same day, we painted the inside of that school building that I showed you. So here's just some pictures of what we were able to do there. We painted the whole inside of it. On day two, that's what is called by the groups there, it's called Dump Day or Outreach Day. We went to the city dump and to the hospital. It's actually back in Puerto Plata where we flew into. We went, drove down there to that city to provide supplies to the people there. We first went to the hospital basically just to encourage the families there, to comfort those who were in the hospital, to pray with them, to sing with them, to visit them, to show God's love to them. And that was a really uplifting experience. This is probably characterized as one of the worst days of the trip, not because it's a bad day, but because it's the day that puts it into perspective for you. You're going to the hospital where, you know, people are ill, and you're seeing them, and you're going to the dump where the poorest of poor live. And so what we did was, before our trip, we were asked to gather supplies such as washcloths, shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrushes. We brought so many things, about 350 bags of just necessities that we could hand out to these people at the dump. We put tracts inside so that they could have tracts in Spanish about salvation and other things and other biblical principles. And so we were able to hand out these items. This is something they do with all the groups that come here, and so you can see that the children are just running out from their homes. When they see the truck pull up, they know we're coming and they're ready. We had toys for them to hand out. And so we played with them for a little while, and we handed out toys to them. We sang some VBS-type songs with them. We had a little devotional there. And we were able to feed them lunch. And then we handed out those supply bags to the children and to their families. That was Manuel. He was 9. He was kind of shy like me. You might not think that, but he was quiet the whole time, but he just came up to me, started hugging on my leg, and just wanted to be held the whole time. And that's just the way the children are. They just want somebody to love them and to be with them, to play with them. And so we were able to really have a lot of fun with these kids and to love on them as much as we could. There's a big line as the folks are waiting for those bags to be passed out and the lunches to be passed out to them. This little boy here, every time he took out an item from that bag, he'd perk up and go and just hold it up like this. It didn't matter if it was a comb or a bottle of shampoo. He'd hold it up, a pencil. He was real excited, and it was really great to be able to experience that. That's a picture of the hospital that we went to. We couldn't take any cameras or anything inside. The groups used to be able to take in those supply bags to families at the hospital, but the new management would not allow us to do that. A key phrase that I used a lot this week was Dios le bendiga, which means God bless you in Spanish. And that was a really powerful phrase. I didn't think it would have as much power as it did, but just saying that to the folks in the hospital, to the families there, every time after you say that to someone, they say amen. And that, you know, as we know, just means let it be. And it really touches them. It really just knows that you, helps them know that you're there, that you care for them, that we really mean what we are doing down there. Our third day there, we had a vacation Bible school in Bobita. That was up in the mountains for the kids of the children's home and of the school, and anyone else who lived along the road there was invited to the vacation Bible school. We sang songs like Cristo Me Ama, which is Jesus Loves Me. We sang the Lord's Army in Spanish. They really like the hippo song, which is, we sang that in English, and they really enjoy that one. We sang I've Got the Joy in Spanish. A lot of songs they really enjoy singing and getting involved and dancing to the songs and seeing all of us do it, probably. We had some skits. We did 2 skits, which went along with the stories that we were telling. We did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. And the basic theme, I guess, was courage. Just the courage to stand up for what is right, the courage to follow God when all others around you are doing wrong. And so we acted out those 2 stories as best as we could. There's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, with the 4th person standing along with them. I was a bad guy in both of the skits. I was the one that threw the 3 men into the fire, and I also threw Daniel into the pit, so that was my role in the skits. There's Daniel in the lion's den. They really got a kick out of us acting as lions in that one. And then there's Daniel coming out of the lion's den. We also, you know, just like a regular vacation Bible school in the States, we had crafts for them to do. We played games with them afterwards. There's a big field out there that we played games in. So this is Armando. He really liked glue. And so while everyone else had one lion face on their little baggie that they made, he just wanted to glue everything on there. So we let him, and he had a great time. Then after that, we traveled down to Rio San Juan and did the same VBS in Rio San Juan for the children there. Did the same skits, sang some songs for them. And here's just all the kids being involved. There were probably around 80 kids at each of the VBS. So it was, you know, phenomenal just to have all those kids there. We played some games with them afterwards. It was a lot of fun. The kids really, really enjoyed it. This is written on the children's home. It says, "Let the little children come unto me." And these rest of the pictures are just some more pictures from the work. Thursday we were gonna be able to kind of see the Dominican a little bit, but it rained all day from about 7 to 7, so we didn't get to do much on Thursday. We went and played with the kids at the children's home again, and got to hang out with them a little bit. But Thursday just rained. We were gonna go up to a place called Prayer Mountain, which is just the higher elevation in the area where they take the groups, and we can go and pray in our small groups and just reflect on what the week has done for us. But we were able to do that back at the camp, but we wish we could have gone out that day, but it was just a really messy day. This is Givens riding on top of, he's on top of Josh, who's in our group, and he kept saying, we gave him a little pet snake, not a pet snake, but like a toy snake, and he kept saying, "El serpiente," which means snake, and he would act like he's biting you. So he'd go around to everybody that was there, and he'd say, "El serpiente," and he'd poke at him and act like the snake was biting him, and he did that for probably a good half hour. But this is just us interacting with the kids. There's Givens again with his toy snakes. This is Christo, and he wanted a picture with his bugs down there. I don't know if you can see it. He got all a bouncy ball and some other stuff that we brought for them. They're just having a great time out there. There he is. Some of the guys played basketball. I didn't get a chance to join in that game. I didn't want to embarrass the children. This is Ale, and that was just a great picture. I loved. I've been telling people, I didn't think the kids will never know how much they encouraged me. And you know, we were going down there to encourage the children and their families, and they'll just never know how much they were able to encourage us while we were there. This is a group of all of the first-timers that went, Sigma Rhé has been going on this trip for 10 years, and so there's a new group of people that get to go every year, and this is a group of first-timers, and these are just some more pictures of the Dominican. It was a very beautiful place, green all over. We got to see the Fuerte de San Felipe right on the coast. It's real beautiful there. This is just looking out from the school building there. It's just a real pretty place. And one of the verses that we found one night in a devotional, just somebody had come across this verse, and I thought it'd be really good to include this in the PowerPoint. And in Isaiah 52 and verse 7, it says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Zion reigns." And that's basically what we went to the Dominican to do. We were messengers of God up in the mountains, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel to these people, the gospel of peace, salvation, and that the Lord God reigns. And in thinking about how to tie in this trip to the invitation of Christ this evening, I thought about how it takes a lot of courage, just like the courage that Daniel had and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. It takes courage to follow Jesus and to become a committed follower of Christ. I saw a video recently, and the narrator said, when Jesus asked the disciples to follow him, that was not an invitation to pray some prayer. It was a summons for these men to lose their lives. And that's exactly what the invitation of Jesus is all about. It's an invitation to become a committed follower of Christ. It's a summons for you to lose your life and to become a new creation in Christ. I also thought, as I tried to tie this into the invitation, of the devotional thought that I shared on Tuesday night to all of the participants. And I gathered the thought from 2 Corinthians 12:9. And that's Paul speaking there, talking about the thorn in his flesh. And when God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." I find it amazing that God's strength can be made perfect in our weaknesses. We are sinners. We don't have it all together, but God's strength can be made perfect in our weakness. And tonight, there may be some of you who might be weak. We need God's strength. And so this evening, if you need to respond to the invitation, if you need to become a committed follower of Christ, or if you're weak and need prayers of the church, you need the love of your brothers and sisters and God's comfort, you can come tonight and be baptized into Christ so that you can start your life with Christ. Or we can come, you can come and we can pray for you. If you would do that now, as together we stand and sing.